So this hypnosis session is called Dialing Back Emotional Reactivity. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head. And as before, just throughout this hypnosis session, if your mind wanders, just bring it back to focusing on the sound of my voice, your breath, and the growing sensations of relaxation. Throughout this hypnosis session, you'll take the suggestions that are most meaningful to you, and you'll be able to disregard the rest. So now what I'd like you to do is, with your eyes open, I'd like you to look straight upwards, as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows through to the top of your head, just staring straight upwards, feeling a light strain in the lower lids. And as you continue to look upwards, I'd like you to take a long, slow, deep breath in and hold it. Good. Now allow your eyes to flutter closed as you continue to look upwards, holding that breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Now very slowly let that breath all the way out and allow your eyes to relax to a comfortable position. And every long, slow, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, you'll feel yourself just releasing all the tension in your body. Every exhalation will be your doorway to deep relaxation, just letting everything go with every exhalation. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, and out through the mouth, just letting go more and more with every exhalation, letting your whole body sink down comfortably into the chair, the sofa, the bed, wherever you lay. Every exhalation, your whole body just sinks down more and more comfortably. Every long, slow, deep breath in through the nose, exhaling out, long and slow, out through the mouth, just letting go of everything. And you may be able to imagine yourself floating somewhere safe and comfortable, perhaps floating indoors in your bedroom, floating on a cloud, floating on a boat, on a lake, on an ocean. Wherever you're floating in your safe, comfortable, happy place, there's nothing to disturb you. There's nothing to bother you. This is your time to enjoy some deep, deep relaxation. This is time for you to just let go and allow your whole body to relax and your mind to drift off to a safe, comfortable, happy place. A place of stillness, calm, and peacefulness. And this place where your mind drifts off to may simply be filled with a soothing, calming energy, a calm gray, a calm white, just a soothing calm and warmth. So with every long, slow, deep breath in, and out, just letting go more and more, just letting your whole body drift, and your mind to drift deep inside of you, drifting deep, deep within you to that place within you that knows your feelings matter, that knows you're special. Your mind is just drifting deep, deep within you, off to that safe, comfortable, happy place that we all have. Breathing nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe in, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air as you breathe in nice and deep and slow. And exhaling and letting go more and more. Your shoulders dropping down and releasing their tension. Your jaw loosening, relaxing. You can feel your tongue just relaxing. The tension and tightness in your jaw is just letting go. Your shoulders are dropping down and falling. The shoulder blades are dropping down into their pockets. And the tension and tightness in the shoulders is just releasing. The jaw is releasing. The tongue is relaxing. The muscles at the corners of your mouth are relaxing and letting go. Those very small muscles at the corners of your mouth. All the muscles around your eyes, the very corners of your eyes, are relaxing and letting go. You can feel your eyelids getting heavier with every exhalation. All those muscles around your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, are relaxing more and more. You notice the muscles in your forehead just loosening and relaxing. Your whole face, all the muscles begin to soften, loosen, and relax. Perhaps you notice a sensation of heaviness, lightness, numbness, whatever you notice. Just allow yourself to enjoy those sensations. And so with every exhalation, these sensations of relaxation, whatever they may be for you, grow more and more intense. They spread gradually throughout your entire body. Gradually, slowly, you'll notice sensations of relaxation. The very tips of your fingers, the very tips of your fingers, you'll notice lightness, heaviness, numbness, whatever it is for you. And you'll notice that gradually spread from the tips of your fingers throughout your fingers, into your hands, your forearms, up into your bicep, triceps, up into your shoulders. More and more relaxation with every exhalation. Every exhalation, you're just letting go of tightness, tension, worry. Just letting go and allowing your whole body to feel comfortable. And your thoughts begin to slow down more and more. Slowly, as if you're not thinking about much at all. And it's a very natural process for your voice, for your mind to slow down. It's a very natural and soothing process. The more you focus on your breath, the more you focus on the sounds of my words, the growing sensations of relaxation in your body, the more you'll notice your mind slows down, as if you're really not thinking about much at all. And it's a wonderful experience to have that calm, that stillness in your mind. And this just happens naturally. The more you focus on the sounds of my words, focus on your breath in and out, releasing and letting go. Focus on the growing sensations of relaxation in your body and your mind just drifting off to that safe, comfortable, happy place. And whenever or if ever your thoughts wander, you can just gently bring them back to focusing on these things. And slowly, more and more, with every exhalation, you'll notice as your body relaxes, your mind slows down. And as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, into deep relaxation, you'll be able to hear my voice. And now you can relax more and more, noticing your breathing, noticing the growing sensations of relaxation, noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest with every breath. So natural, so easy, so comfortable. And all of your focus can be on your breathing and the gentle rise and fall. And my voice will go with you as you relax deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And as you relax deeper and deeper, you can count backwards at a pace that's right for you. Counting backwards from 300 down, 299, 298, 297, counting backwards with every exhalation, with every breath, drifting more and more now. That's right, counting backwards only as fast as it feels right to you. Drifting deeper and deeper into a deeply relaxed hypnotic state. Your mind gradually slowing down and your body growing more and more comfortable. Relaxing the muscles, the corners of your eyes, around your eyes, the corners of your mouth, relaxing more and more. And continuing to relax and count downwards. 296, 295, 294. Every breath counting downwards. And as you relax deeper and deeper, drifting into that safe, comfortable, happy place where thoughts slow down, where you just drift farther and farther away. And as your body drifts down, more and more relaxed, my voice will go with you. And you may hear it, but you can simply relax in so many different ways. You don't even have to think about it. You can focus on my voice and simply let the awareness drift you towards your own inner peace and stillness, drifting deeper and deeper into a deeper, still, calm inner awareness. And you may notice the words as you drift deeper and deeper. And you can notice noticing words. And you can notice your body relaxing, your mind relaxing, your mind becoming more and more sensitive to the suggestions I help you, I give you, to help you feel more calm, more relaxed, more confident in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. Noticing how your breathing just carries on all by itself. And your mind just drifts deeper and deeper into that quiet inner state all by itself. Noticing how breathing just carries on all by itself, and your body just enjoys deepening relaxation. And your mind is wandering away to that pleasant place of stillness, calm, and peacefulness, that special, happy, calm, peaceful place. And your experience, your awareness can simply detach and slow down. As you focus on more and more growing sensations of relaxation, more and more drifting deeper and deeper now. And in a moment, I'm going to slowly count down from 1 to 5. And as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 deep breaths, one at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down, more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, not a care in the world, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, enjoying this mental and physical holiday just for you. This is your time. And so, one, when you're ready, take a long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. And in an interesting, enjoyable way, notice this very relaxing feeling, a wave, a of calming, soothing comfort flow over you. Flowing over you from the top of your head all the way down. It's like a healing, soothing, calming energy. And you may wish to imagine a calming, soothing light over top of your body. It's radiating a soothing energy that fills you with a sense of warmth, calm, and comfort. And it flows over your body ever so slowly from the top of your head downwards over your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, flowing downwards over your shoulders, your chest, your tummy, flowing down over your arms and your hands, flowing down all the way down to the tips of your toes, the very, very tips of your toes, and then another long, slow wave of healing energy radiates down from the very tip of your head, very slowly all the way down, one wave after another, filling your body with calming, soothing, healing energy, all the way down, ever so soothing, ever so calming, ever so slowly. Floating deeper and deeper now, and your mind slowing down, drifting, not a care in the world. Floating now, deeper and deeper. And my voice goes with you. And two, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let it go. Let that breath go. Let that breath all the way out. As deep relaxation moves into the shoulders, the chest, the arms. Healing waves flow down over your body. Slowly, wave after wave, with every breath. Deep relaxation flows downwards into your tummy, into your hips, to your legs, feeling that wave of deep relaxation flow down over your hips, over your legs, quads, all the way down to the very tips of your toes, and another wave of deep relaxation again flows downwards, flowing down over your face, your shoulders, your tummy, your hips, ever so slowly over your legs, your shins, down to the very tips of your toes, and then another wave, wave upon wave of healing energy. Drifting deeper and deeper now, and your mind drifting far, far away, slowing down, so calm and so peaceful. And three, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good. Go and let your whole body just drift down, deeper and deeper now. Your mind just drifts off, and that healing energy is more and more soothing now, more and more calming. And you notice yourself just drifting and enjoying these sensations of deep relaxation now, more and more. Drifting deeper and deeper, deeper than you thought possible. More calming, more soothing, more comfortable, more peaceful. Wave upon wave of healing energy. And five, another deep breath. Good, and let that breath go, sinking deeper and deeper, relax. Deeper and deeper than you felt in a long time. More enjoyable, more peaceful, more calming. And as you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, deeper and deeper into hypnosis, with every word that is said, with every regular breath you take, the doorway to your unconscious mind opens up. And not only with your permission, I have the ability to give your unconscious mind suggestions that'll help you feel more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed. And as you continue to drift deeper and deeper with every regular breath, with every word that is said, you'll experience a deeper calm, a deeper comfort, a deeper relaxation, a deeper hypnosis than you felt in some time. And now I'd like you to notice, just in this moment, how your arms feel very, very heavy. Your arms feel very, very heavy. It's as if there's heavy weights attached to the wrists of each arm. And these heavy, heavy weights are attached there, weighing your arms down. And these heavy weights are made of lead, the heaviest lead, heaviest metal possible. And you can feel and notice your arms get heavier and heavier. You notice your arms getting heavier and heavier. It's as if your hands and your arms are made of lead. It's impossible to lift them. They're so, so heavy. And it would be barely worth the effort to even try. Your arms feel so, so heavier. Heavier than you thought imaginable. So, so heavy. Arms are feeling heavier, as if they're made of lead. Just taking a moment with every breath to notice how incredibly heavy your arms feel. Both arms feeling weighed down by lead. It's as if your arms are now made of lead from the very tips of your fingers all the way up. And it's difficult, impossible to lift them even if you were to try. But take a moment to even imagine lifting your arms. They feel so, so heavy. And you can relax your arms now, and you can go into a deeper, deeper hypnotic state, knowing with ever more confidence, with ever more awareness, that you have accessed a part of your mind that will help you feel better and stronger. Hypnosis is now a tool that you have at your disposal. So you can continue to drift deeper and deeper as you grow more and more comfortable and relaxed, knowing that hypnosis is a tool that you have at your disposal to help your mind feel more calm and help your body feel more comfortable and more relaxed every day, most of the day. And it's also a tool that you can use to help you whenever you feel discomfort, whenever you feel emotional distress. You can use hypnosis to bring about calm in your mind, calm and comfort in your body. This is now a new tool that you can use as much as you'd like each and every day, practicing it, using it, and like any skill, the more you practice it, the stronger it gets. So now what I'd like you to do, as you continue to drift deeper and deeper, I'd like you to learn a simple technique to help you calm your mind and calm your body. So this simple technique is known by the acronym of STOP, S-T-T-O-P. This simple technique is known by this acronym of STOP, S-T-T-O-P. And I'm going to explain this technique. It's a simple 5-step technique. Whenever you notice your mind getting worked up, angry, anxious, feeling overwhelmed, sad, fearful, frustrated, whenever you notice those emotions, or any emotions that are distressing and growing more intense, or whenever you experience any physical discomfort, the most important first thing you can do is to stop. And stop, the S in stop stands for stop. The most important thing you can do is just pause everything, stop everything, and deal with what's going on, to face it, to confront it, to stop. So the most important first thing to do is to stop. The second most important thing to do is known by the acronym T, or the letter T. T is to take deep breaths, in to 7, out to 11, as many deep breaths as you need, to bring the emotional intensity, to bring the physical intensity down. Down from a 9, a 10, to an 8, to a 7, and gradually to a 6, and to a 5, or lower. A 4, a 3, a 2, or 1. But stopping is the first thing to do. And the second thing to do is take long, slow, deep breaths, in to 7, out to 11. And it may take you 1 set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10. You may end up doing 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, as many breaths as you need to get that physical or emotional distress down. Down to a 5 or below. A 5 or below is when we can begin to think clearly, get that distress, physical or emotional distress, down to a 5 or below. And the second T is to just take notice. Take notice of what you're thinking. Take notice of what you're feeling. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. Take notice of what's triggering you. Take notice of what you're wanting or hoping for. It's to take notice of all these things, of what you're thinking, you're feeling. Take notice of what triggered you. Take notice of what's happening in your body. Take notice of what you're wanting or wishing for. Take notice of what you're choosing to do or not do because of this, the behaviors. Are you ruminating? Are you staying indoors? Are you avoiding? Take notice. So that's the second T. And the O in stop is just to observe what happens as you take long, slow, deep breaths. And you repeat these 6 phrases I'll give to you over and over again 5 times. So just take notice to observe what happens as you distance yourself from it by using breath and repeating these six phrases over and over again. And the last step in stop is to plan to proceed in a compassionate way and plan to proceed in a way that's opposite to what you may have done in the past. So that's stop. So what I'd like you to do now is just to bring to mind a recent difficult situation that was distressing for you, that may have caused worry or frustration or anger or sadness, overwhelm, whatever emotion it may have been. Just bring this situation back to the forefront of your mind. Remember what triggered you. Remember all the things that were going on inside and outside. Remember where you were. Remember what happened prior to this trigger. Remember what happened after. Remember what you were thinking and feeling, experiencing in your body. Remember what you were doing or not doing. Remember what you wanted desperately. So as I'm quiet, I just want you to take a few moments to bring this situation back to the forefront of your mind and let it get real, let it get intense as if it's happening now. It's okay, it'll be gone again in a few moments. But for now, I'd like you to bring it back to the forefront of your mind as I'm quiet. So just take a moment as you've brought this situation back to the forefront of your mind and just see yourself ruminating, see yourself getting anxious or overwhelmed, sad, frustrated, worried, see what's going on for you as if you're both experiencing it and watching it at the same time. See your distress, physical and emotional. See the discomfort, physical and emotional. See yourself either sitting, laying, moving, standing, worrying, dwelling, ruminating, getting distressed and overwhelmed. So take a moment to see it and feel it. Okay, and as mentioned, the first step in stop is to stop. So I'd like you to now, in your mind, just freeze it, frame everything. Just freeze it like you have a remote control and you're pausing it. Imagine hitting pause on that remote control. Just freeze everything. Freeze the thoughts, freeze the discomfort, emotional and physical. Freeze the thinking, freeze the experience in your body. Just pause everything, pause it all. It's like you've stopped a movie. So feel yourself, see yourself, stop everything. Everything has come to a stop. Whenever you feel distressed, overwhelmed, anxious, worried, frustrated, that's the single most important thing to do. And keeping everything paused, I want you to take some long, slow, deep breaths. In to 7, out to 11. And as you do, I want you to notice how the distress, emotional, physical, starts to slowly dial down from a 10 or a 9 or wherever it was, slowly down, as if you're turning a dial or pressing numbers on a remote control. With every long, slow, deep breath in to 7, out to 11, just let it go, let it go. Let go of the intensity. You're not letting go of the situation. You're letting go of the intensity. You're letting the intensity dial down so you can bring your thinking brain on board. The critical, reasoning, wise part of you on board. So with every long, slow, deep breath, breathe in nice and deep. Exhale super, super slow out to 11 and let go of the intensity, imagining the numbers coming down. The number representing the intensity of the emotional or physical distress is coming down slowly, notch by notch, number by number with every breath. So as I'm quiet, just take all the time you need to dial that down to a 5. So that the critical, reasoning, wise part of your mind can come on board, can come online. Take all the time you need. Continuing to take long, slow, deep breaths in and out, letting go of the intensity, bringing it down notch by notch, number by number, pressing those numbers, turning the dial. The distress is coming down slowly. And continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow. As long as you need, it may take 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 breaths. Persistence is the key. Persisting with your breath to bring the intensity down to a 5, where the critical, reasoning, wise part of your mind can come online. And so now, the second T in stop is to take notice. Take notice of what was just happening. Take notice of what you were triggered by. What started all of this? Was it a thought you were having? Was it something outside of you? What triggered it? And then what were you thinking? See the words of the thoughts. The most damning thought. What were you thinking that was causing the distress? And it could be catastrophizing thoughts. What if this happens? What if that happens? It could be magnifying in your mind, thinking something is horrible, unmanageable. It could be shoulding thoughts. They should or I should. What were you thinking? What were the exact thoughts going through your mind? Remember to be compassionate and caring, kind and tender with yourself. What were you feeling? What emotion was strongest? Was it sadness, frustration, overwhelm, fear? What was the strongest emotion you were feeling? And how did you experience that in your body? Did you notice any tightness, tension in the chest, difficulty breathing, nauseousness, clenching of your jaw, tightness in your shoulders, a dizziness in your head, shaking, warmth? What were you experiencing in your body? What was the urge you had, or what were you doing? Were you avoiding, ruminating, dwelling, yelling, screaming? Were you in bed, avoiding? What were you doing or not doing? What did you want to do or not do? And what did you want most in this situation? What did you want most? If you had a magical wand, what did you want most? And is that reasonable? So just take notice of all those things. That's the second T in stop. S is for stop. T is to take long, slow, deep breaths into 7, out to 11. The second T is to take notice of what you were thinking, what you were feeling, what triggered you, what you were experiencing in your body, what were you doing or not doing or wanted to do or not do, and what did you want most? And now, I want you to observe what happens in this situation you brought to the forefront of your mind. Observe what happens when you take a long, slow, deep breath in and out, and repeat to yourself 4 times, I notice the trigger of. And then I notice the feeling of, and repeat that 4 times, taking a long, slow, deep breath into 7, out to 11. I notice the experience in my body of. And repeat that quietly to yourself 4 times as you breathe nice and deep and slow into 7, out to 11. I notice the experience in my body of. And I notice the thought of, taking a long, slow, deep breath into 7, out to 11. Repeat that to yourself quietly 4 times. I notice the thought of. And in this situation you brought to the forefront of your mind, take notice too, repeat this to yourself, I notice I had the urge to do or not do. And finish that sentence, repeating that to yourself 4 times as you take a long, slow, deep breath into 7, out to 11. I notice I had the urge to do or not do. And lastly, I notice the thing I wanted most in that situation was, and finish that sentence in your mind, breathing nice and deep and slow into 7, out to 11, and repeating that over and over again 4 times. I notice the thing I wanted most was. And take notice now of how already you've separated yourself from that experience. It's less overwhelming. It's less consuming. There's a greater perspective, a greater distance. And as you take some long, slow, deep breaths, I want you to imagine dialing the intensity down and take a step back. So step back. Dial it down as you take each breath in and out. With every exhalation, dial that intensity down further. Perhaps to a 4, a 3, a 2, or 1, all the way down. Every long, slow, deep breath in and out, dial it down and take a step back. See how far away from this experience, from this distress, from this discomfort you can get. Drift away from it. And the last step is P, to plan to respond to this sort of situation, this sort of thinking, this sort of distress, emotional or physical, in a different way. Moving forward, thinking to yourself, how will you respond if this situation pops up in the future? Also planning to respond in a compassionate, more caring way. Less judgment against you or others. Less frustration. Less sadness. Less overwhelm. So just take a moment to think in the future. If this situation presents itself again, and it may, how will you deal with this situation differently? Perhaps in the exact opposite way to which you may have responded in the past. So just bring to the forefront of your mind a plan of how you're going to respond in a caring, compassionate, patient way. We always have the capacity, the ability to stop and dial down the intensity of the discomfort, dial down the intensity of the emotions, of the discomfort, physical or emotional. We always have that ability. And at times it may take persistence, great persistence, and other times it may be easier. But for sure, we always have that ability. And the more you exercise this ability, this skill, the stronger it'll get for you. The more able you'll be, and the more confidence you'll have in dialing things down. So just take a moment to enjoy the calm you now feel. The strength, the confidence, knowing you now have a new skill at your disposal to help you feel more calm. more confident each and every day, to help you feel more comfortable each and every day. So in a moment, I'll count down from count up from one to seven. And when I do, you'll open your eyes. At the count of seven, you'll open your eyes. You'll feel calm, refreshed, relaxed, and comfortable. You'll feel much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, more confident in your ability to dial back distress, physical or emotional, more confident in your ability to handle whatever comes your way. So now I'm going to count from one to seven. One, two, three, four, becoming more alert, more aware, able to wiggle your fingers and toes, able to return to the sounds of the room around you. Five, six, wiggling your fingers and toes, and coming back more to the sound of my voice, back to the sounds in the room around you. And at the count of seven, when you're ready, opening your eyes, feeling alert, confident, comfortable. Six and seven. You can open your eyes, returning to the room around you.